This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. Class, it's unbelievable. You just heard that there's a Nissan accounting scandal. Yesterday, Toshiba accounting scandal. And then there's the waste management scandal, the Enron, the WorldCom, the Tyco, the HealthSouth, Freddie Mac, AIG, Lehman Brothers. Madoff. It's unbelievable how greedy people are, right? And of course, then there's what actually might be likened to a civil war in the former Soviet Union between Russia and Ukraine. Russia's attacking Ukraine, as you all know. And the fallout of this is going to be worldwide. Just the fuel prices are going up. Add to that food prices, food shortages, supply chains, the halting of goods traveling around the world. There's some silver lining in this awfully dark cloud, and that is America is going to have to get away from being dependent on Asia and Europe and South America and Canada. We're going to have to stand on our own. That's the good news. The bad news is it's going to be really painful getting there. Kathy, you've got a whole bunch of tips that you wanted to share. Please
sure.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, Vince, just to make a comment on what you said, you know, it's the love of money is the root of all evil. You know, it's not making money. It's the love of money. And look what it does to people. It's terrible because people don't have to be like that. People can share and give. And it just bothers me because so many of these big companies, people are just numbers and they don't really care. And it's just a shame. So it ruins a lot of people's lives. We were talking about the grocery store, and last week I did go to Sam's because some of the things I checked, they had them in the store, but they didn't have them online. So I did go, and I couldn't believe people had carts and flatbeds just really just overflowing. When I got to the cashier, I asked her, and she said, yeah. She said, people are really buying. And she kind of gave me that knowing look. I said, you mean like really stocking up? And she said, yes. So she's noticing it too. She was discreet, but I knew what she meant. I do have a couple things, Vince, I wanted to talk about. And one of them, we were discussing how you can take things off of things that are no longer good, things you're going to throw away. So we had an old refrigerator. Well, it really wasn't that old. But it had the compressor died on it. So my husband took off, like, all the control panels. He took the drawer off, the handle, the sensors, the lights. The shelves, the harnesses, the thermistor, everything. And because it wasn't that old of a refrigerator, but the compressor was just ruined from the sulfur in the air from the previous owner. So my son put all that on eBay, and we kind of saved everything and labeled everything, and we sold it. And I think we made $400 on all the parts that were on there. And it was kind of cute because there was one woman who needed the control board, and she emailed my husband back and forth, and my husband talked her through how to put it on and how to check it and what to do. And she finally emailed him back and said, okay, good, we got it working. So that was kind of cute. But another example is, like, I make a lot of things in the house because I sew. So I look at things like a duffel bag or like a gym bag. And a lot of those parts are more heavy duty than just going to the store and, like, say, buying like a regular zipper. Sometimes you can find them, but I will, if those are all in good shape, I'll take the buckle, the Velcro straps, if it's got rings on it, the clasp and the zipper. And I may not, like, use a seam ripper at that time. I might just cut it off. And so I save all that. And it's amazing how many times you need, like, that heavy-duty strapping material, or you need a certain color that it might just be an odd color that you're trying to fix something. And I do that with coats, heavy-duty coats, if they're stained or ripped or beyond repair. A lot of the older ones have better materials and fasteners on them. So what I do then is, like, let's say I cut up like a duffel bag. We have a couple bins here that if you have old shoes and belts and clothing that's like beyond repair or just really stained, if you don't use them for rags, these people will take that material and they will recycle it, which I think is pretty good. So I save up things that are just pieces that you really can't do much with, and then I'll recycle that. So, you know, we were, and Vince, you can talk about this tool, but like even tools, like the power tools, I know I see my husband, like if something's pretty well shot, he will take the cord off, the switches. He said like some things, it's like the bearings or the clutch or fasteners. So, and those are more power tools, obviously. But those are the things that I think if you look at it and say, I can use that down the road. Like I know, Vince, you mentioned the extension cords where you save all those and then you reuse those for other things. But I think we're to the point, like, we don't know what can happen. You never know what will, sometimes life throws you a curveball through no fault of your own. And you could be sitting okay, and then all of a sudden something happens. And I've never been regretted having my backup supplies. There's sometimes there's certain things I give away because I'm not ever going to do that again, or it's more of a craft. It's really not a very practical thing. But the things that I look at for sustaining it myself, I've never regretted it. I have a lot of stuff, so I have to keep it organized. But I'm sure you repurpose other things too, Vince. So what are your things, tips on that you can give?
Okay, so, Kathy, one of the things that I do is, in the past, when I bought things, I don't buy anything anymore, or almost don't buy anything anymore. I bought some shirts, and they were on sale, and, you know, heavy-duty, long-sleeve shirts, solid color, and I wear them here on the farm, and I have one that's kind of a yellowish color. And nobody wanted it, I guess, because it was kind of a tannish yellow color, and I thought it was great, so I bought a few of them. But some of the buttons have disappeared. Now, since they're all the same, ultimately when the first one, you know, is shredded, I'm going to take those buttons off because they're the same buttons as on the other two yellow shirts that, you know, hasn't been shredded yet. So I'm going to save those buttons, and I'll take a piece of string or thread, and I'll thread it through all the buttons. I mean, I'm going to use the remaining cloth as rags in the shop for cleaning and, you know, working on cars and those kind of things, and wiping off Zerk fittings. We grease equipment, those kinds of things, wrapping the grease gun in it so I don't get, you know, filthy with oil and grease as I work on equipment. But I'm going to keep the buttons. And I'm going to use the cloth for another purpose. So the way to keep the buttons all together rather than just throw them in a jar with all kinds of other buttons, the way to do that is to put a piece of string through them and make a little ring with thread or string so that all the buttons from the same kind of, or from the same garment, stay together. That's one thing. I was thinking about door hinges. Now, how many of us lubricate door hinges, right? Well, I'm talking about inside and outside the house. So you've got a favorite door that you use. Wherever you, you know, whatever, wherever you live, there's one door that you use more often than all the others. And that's the one where the hinges should be lubricated. So typically there are three hinges on an exterior or an interior door in most American homes. And all you have to do to lubricate it is to take the door, the hinge pin out. And you, if you have a, like a Phillips screwdriver that's a smaller diameter shaft than the hinge pin, all you do is tap it from the bottom with a hammer. And you want to use a Phillips head screwdriver that is, you know, beat up. You don't want to ruin a good one. So you can lightly tap the screwdriver from the bottom of the hinge pin and just tap it upward. And then once it starts to come out, you can use a flat blade screwdriver to get under the head of the hinge pin and tap it with a hammer out the rest of the way. Now, you don't want to take them all out. You only want to take out one at a time. I usually start with the center one. And once it's out, I take a Q-tip and I put either Vaseline or red synthetic grease or white grease on a Q-tip, and I paste the pin completely, top to bottom, all around the surface of it. And I also put the Q-tip, insert it with grease on the bottom of the hinge pin, wipe all the inside contact surfaces, and I do the same thing from the top of the hinge. So I have all the surfaces covered, then I gently tap that hinge pin right back in, and I do the same thing to the other two hinges, one at a time, and that will last probably 10 years. And the hinges will last longer, the door won't sag from the hinges wearing out, the doors won't squeak from the hinge noise, it works great. So you might want to do that, class. I do it on a routine basis. Now, if you use the red grease, be careful because it will stain your trim. If you've got white trim and you get it on the trim, you're going to have a stain. So get it off immediately. So be careful when you do it. Don't overuse the grease. And I think you'll be pleased. And believe it or not, Vaseline works just fine as well. It doesn't seem to last as long as the red synthetic grease or the white, white grease that comes in a tub. But any of those greases will just work great. And Q-tip is a great way to apply it. Kathy, any questions about that?
You know, Vince, you talked about the buttons and you buy in the same shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a product. It's called FrayCheck, FrayCheck. And when I get a shirt or something that has buttons or something that will ravel, I take a little dab. You can put a little dab on the back of it, and you let it dry completely before you wash it. I would wait at least 24 hours, and then you can wash it. And those threads, unless you, like, knock the button off by, you know, catching it on something, that they'll last a long time. But I like your idea of buying the same. We do that with socks. And when my husband was working, I would buy, like, 20 pair of the same socks. That way, if one of them got a hole in it, then it wasn't like I couldn't use another sock, and it lasted a long time. You have to pay more up front, but we did the same thing. We tried to buy several of the same items.
And this sock thing, I think there is a sock heaven. And the reason I say that is if you start out with 20 pairs of socks, pretty soon you'll have 19 and a half, 19, 18 and a half, 18. I don't know where they go.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. And Kathy, since you mentioned socks, Sam's Club used to, I don't know if they still do or not, they sold gold toe socks. First quality, top of the line American socks. And I would buy size 10 to 13. My shoe size is size 10. And they fit just fine. And they had a reinforced toe. They lasted a long time. The problem that I have with gold toe from Sam's Club is I have sift, they're all the same, they're black. And they're kind of a ribbed black, but they're all different sizes. The in terms of how high they come up on the calf. So even though they're the same sock, they have made them shorter, 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 shorter. So they're all the same, but they're different heights. So that's gold toe, but the reinforced toe seems to work really well, and they last the best. So since I can't get them anymore, and haven't been for a couple of years since the great genocide, I had to buy some Chinese socks. So I buy the same size, 10 to 13, and Vinny's 10% less theory about Chinese products, where whatever it takes to make a product, the absolute minimum material that it takes, the Chinese seem to make it with 10% less. So now the size 10 to 13 Chinese socks are too short. Now, I'm not talking about the height on the calf. I'm talking about the foot size. So they wear out really fast because my toes go right through the end of them because they're not long enough in the foot size. So here we have more lousy products. I would really like to have gold toe socks, but I can't get them. Kathy, any comments about that? Are you seeing the same thing?
Yes, I when I fold my husband's socks, especially they all came from the same package, but they're not all the same length. So they must have different runs, and then they just package them all together. And they don't make them as well as they used to. I will say that. But I do have an answer to where socks go. Yeah, they could go to heaven, but I have found them in sleeves. I found them in pockets, in hoods, in the little on your fitted sheet. I found them tucked in there. And I think what happens, well, like sweatshirts are a good one where the cuff goes down and the sock can't get out. I think what happens is we don't catch it, and we either get rid of the item or we fold it and we forget that we had it. You know, we throw the other sock away, and then when we go to use that item later, then we find it. But that's where I found them. I found them in all kinds of places.
So do you think it happens in the washing machine or the dryer?
Yes, because I had a pair of socks that I knew I put in there. I could not find them. Well, when my husband worked, I used to have to iron his slacks. They were more dress slacks. And I hung them up, and I only ironed them like once every 10 days or 2 weeks. And finally, when I went to iron them, I was like, oh, there's a bulge in this pocket. And sure enough, it was one of the socks I was looking for. So it could have happened either way. I do hang a lot of my clothes outside, but at that time, it may have gone through the dryer. But I do think, for whatever reason, they do get caught in other clothing. So they just get stuck there. And if you don't, let's say it's a sweatshirt, and you just shake it out and hang it up, you're not going to know what's in there in the sleeve until you go to wear it. So that's just where I found.
Well, this morning I was in the kitchen, and we have two German Shepherds. One's name is Morgan, named after the car brand, and the other is Mercedes, named after the car brand. So Morgan likes Mrs. Finelli best, and Mercedes likes me best. So Morgan, I heard Mrs. Finelli said, what are you doing? So Morgan somehow went into the laundry basket and grabbed a sock and was going to go out, and play with it. So we have found, believe it or not, we found some of our socks outside. Now, I know I don't leave them in the backyard. I know that. And neither does anybody else. So that's a recent discovery. Now we know how they get in the backyard, because we caught Morgan in the act of absconding with socks. But I wanted to mention bathroom fixtures, kitchen fixtures, shower controls. You can buy them with lifetime warranties, and I suggest that you do that. So if you're going to buy them, the brands that have lifetime warranties, and check to make sure the product that you buy has a lifetime warranty: American Standard, Kohler, Gerber, Pfister, Sterling, Moen, and Delta. All offer lifetime warranties.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There were more explosions in the capital Kyiv and other key cities in Ukraine as Russian troops continue to face resistance from Ukrainian forces on Thursday. A short time ago, President Zelensky accused Russia of genocide.
They have orders to erase our history, our country, and all of us.
The United Nations is reporting over 1 million refugees have now fled Russia's invasion of Ukraine. COVID case rates continue to decline over the last 2 weeks, with the 7-day rolling average dropping to roughly 59,000 cases a day. That turns out to be roughly 18 cases per 100,000 people. As reports were surfacing about Texas Republican Congressman Van Taylor having an affair with the widow of an ISIS member from Texas, the representative has since apologized. Mr. Taylor also said that he would halt his run for re-election, conceding the GOP runoff to former Collin County Judge Keith Self. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The persecution of a man by the January 6th Commission has led to his death.
Matthew Perna, who had pled guilty to four charges stemming from the January 6, 2021 breach of the Capitol, committed suicide while awaiting sentencing. The Mercer County Coroner's Office in Pennsylvania said Perna killed himself at his residence. No details have been provided. According to prosecutors, Perna entered the Capitol after the doors had already been breached by demonstrators. Perna stayed in the building for about 20 minutes. He was seen on video chanting with the crowd. His obituary said Matthew Lawrence Perna died of a broken heart. His community, his country, and the justice system killed his spirit and his zest for life. He did not harm anyone, and he stayed within the velvet ropes taking pictures. For this act, he's been persecuted by many members of the community, friends, relatives, and people who had never met him. Perna was scheduled to be sentenced on April 1st. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The Iowa Department of Agriculture and the United States Department of Agriculture confirmed a positive case of a highly contagious bird flu in Pottawatomie County. State veterinarian Dr. Jeff Tyson on CBS 8 in Des Moines.
After notification of any potential high path avian influenza case, we always immediately issue quarantine. So the flock in question was immediately quarantined. All birds at the positive site have been depopulated and disposal has occurred.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us. And so yesterday I was on our old tractor and I was going around in circles spreading manure. And I had these orange squishy earplugs in to keep the to protect my hearing. And I like them the best rather than over the ear, you know, like shooting earmuffs. I prefer the kind that you squeeze and you put them in your ear. And what we do is we take a Sharpie marker and we put the number one on a pair of them, and the number two on another pair, and a number three on another pair. That way we know which ones go together and whose are whose, you know, number one, two, three, etc. And they will last a long time if you don't leave them in your pocket and they get washed in the washer. Once they go through the washing machine, they never deform and then reform properly. So as long as they don't get, you know, washed in the washing machine, they'll last a long time. You can reuse them. So I was out there with my hearing protection on yesterday. I had a ball cap on, and I grabbed a ball cap that the bank gave us many years ago. And, you know, the bill keeps the sun out of my eyes, the duck bill on the ball cap. And I had my safety glasses on to protect my eyes and had a long sleeve shirt on. So I had my leather gloves on, my work gloves. I'm going round and round with the tractor. And the wind would catch the ball cap under the bill and blow it off my head over and over and over. And I realized that it was a real simple problem, and I can't fix it. There's no way I can tighten this thing to make it stay on my head because it's make in China. It says make in China on it, on the inside of it. And it's a nice looking ball cap, except the dome of the ball cap is for those less smart than their customers. So I don't know who they're making these for, but they use less material. So the part that covers your hair, if you have hair, that gets lower and lower and lower. The dome gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And it can't possibly stay on your head. It's impossible. It's a design flaw where they took 10% of the material out of the minimum required for a ball cap to stay on your head. And that's what they sell. And so if you look at people that have ball caps, boy, it looks like they slam them on. It's almost like spandex on their head. They're so tight. But they don't fit. And they don't stay on in the wind. I can't stand it. If you used to look at the old, you know, New York Yankee ball caps from the 1950s and 60s, they had actually room between the dome of the cap and the top of your head. Now these things fit like Kim Kardashian's slacks. That's how tight they fit. Kathy, have you seen the same thing? With these ridiculous Chinese ball caps, and we don't make them anymore.
Yeah, and they don't fit right. They look ridiculous because they look like they're all bunched up at the top just because of, like you said, they're too tight. We wear, I cannot think of the name of the hat, but it's got like a brim on it all the way around, and it's got a drawstring because it's so windy here. I mean, even with it, with me having it out when I'm out in the yard, I even like cinch it up as close as I can to my chin and it still tries to blow off. It just depends. Like you said, the wind catches and gets under it. And my neighbor, he puts a towel under it on his neck, especially when it's in the real hot sun. He'll put that on there so his neck doesn't get burnt when he's out working in the yard or mowing on or working on his tractor. Yeah, so yes, I have seen that, Ben.
Okay, and let's move on to batteries. Like your computer, if it loses its settings, you know, when you power off your computer, if you actually have a power strip and you shut off the electricity to your computer rather than just shut it off by the front switch on a computer, well, if the battery goes dead, you lose the CMOS settings and you have to reset them. And that's because the battery goes dead. Now you can open up the case and there's a battery that looks like about the thickness of a quarter, a U.S. quarter. It's about that diameter. It's about that thickness. And typically the part number is 2032. And you can buy them on the internet, on eBay. And there's a similar size that looks identical to it. It's a 2025. They're different. They have different current carrying capacity. So the 2025 is not the same as the 2032, but they look the same. So it says on the battery which one it is, and you can buy them for your computers. You can buy them for your key fobs for your car. Now, I can tell you with absolute certainty that the battery in your key fob is going to fail. I can tell you that for sure. It happens 100% of the time. It's just a question of when. So if your key fob fails because the battery's dead and you don't have one, you can go to the store and get one if you can start your car, right? But you can't start your car if the car doesn't recognize the key fob, unless you have a spare key fob. So why don't you consider getting a spare set of these 2020? Typically, the cars use a 2025. The computers use a 2032. You can get five of them for about $3 and change shipped from eBay. Now, if you buy them, I suggest you buy only a brand name. Now, what would a brand name be? That'd be Toshiba, Panasonic, Maxell, Sony, okay? But you really want to make sure that they're not counterfeit. So you might find a seller that says, these are not counterfeit. These are real Toshiba or real Sony or real Panasonic. And I needed some for equipment and computers, so I was able to get 10 of them for $4.44 on eBay, 10 of them, brand name. And you can do the same thing. I believe they're a Panasonic brand. So you might want to have them at the ready and keep them cool. Now, not in the refrigerator, but just keep them at, you know, room temperature where there's not a lot of humidity. And that way, when your key fob battery fails for your vehicle, you'll be able to replace it and start your vehicle and get going rather than now what do you do? And if you have to buy it, you know, at the Chinese factory outlet or Walmart, Walmart or some other store like that, you're going to spend a lot more than 44 cents a piece for sure. For sure. You're going to be spending more like 10 times that much each. So you'll be spending, you know, $4, $5 each when you could have had 10 of them for $4.44. Kathy, any comments about that?
Exactly. You're saving money. But Vince, who really stops to think about that with your remote start? If you don't have batteries, you know, you can't get in. So right. Yeah, that's a great idea. Right. You know, can I make a right. comment about the earplugs, Ben?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, I use those too, and my husband has hearing loss, and we kind of traced it back from two things. One was even though when he was out at the shooting range, he wore hearing protection. They believe that had something to do with it, but. The thing that they figured out was he used to tune cars, and he'd stick his ear down in there listening, and I'm sure you probably know what I'm talking about. And there was a certain sound that they were looking for, but they figured when he was young, you know, they never wore hearing protection doing that. And they traced it back. They feel that was where the worst came. So I'm trying to save people their hearing. But so they, you know, don't lose anymore. But I have a pair of those little orange, and they're on a cord. And I keep them in the kitchen, and I keep one in, like, my apron pack. And when I vacuum, I put them in when I'm using a blender or a mixer. And I have very good hearing. So even the sound of, like, the fan in the bathroom going, that actually bothers me. Because to me it's so loud, but because I watched what my husband went through, I'm very careful. Like, and he, even when I'm outside, if I'm using like the weed whacker or on the mower, if I help to mow on the tractor, I wear them. So I'm just trying to help people. Anything with the high decibel, like your outdoor. Equipment, your trimmers and your power washers and air compressors. I'm sure you can add other things to that, Ben, but I think because I've been doing this for probably 25 years, I've saved my hearing.
Sure. I've got a comment about that. You know, I was in, I was broadcasting one day, and John Stadtmiller was over here at the farmhouse. This was many years ago, and he got into he got into the studio. He was going to broadcast the next hour. So I did my class, and then he was going to jump in my seat. And the microphone was all set up. The mixer was all set up. Everything was all set up. He put my headphones on. He started getting ready for the broadcast. And he turned to me and he goes, "You can hear that?" And I said, "Yeah. Yeah." And he said, You can hear it with that volume set that low?" And I said, "Yeah." And so we had to turn up the volume. So what I had done as a precaution to prevent me from losing hearing, and so many broadcasters have hearing loss because they put the headphones on that cover the ears and they turn up the volume. So the driver, the mechanism that makes the sound in the headphones is right next to the eardrum. And what they do is they turn the volume up, and it just beats up the eardrums, and they have hearing loss, like almost 100% of them. So to prevent that, I keep the volume as low as I could stand it and still be able to hear what was going on, and I haven't had that hearing loss. Now, about 100% of the farmers that I've met, actually 100% of the farmers that I've met, all have hearing loss. They all say, huh? And you can shout at them, and they still can't hear you, even though they're right next to you, because they have gotten on their tractors without hearing protection, without eye protection, etc. So you're absolutely correct, and it's not fixable, except you can help with a hearing aid, but that doesn't fix the problem. It just assists you in being able to hear a little bit better. So you can prevent all this by wearing hearing protection. And that's what you do. That's what everybody in our house does. Our son, I can say to him, no matter where he is, do you have hearing protection? He'll say, yeah, I've got it in my pocket. Like 100% of the time, he has hearing protection and eye protection with him. He uses wraparound sunglasses that cover more than just the forward vision, safety glasses, but they're like sunglasses, safety glasses. And he has those two things with him at all times, hearing protection, the orange insert into the ear, hearing protection. And so his hearing's great, mine's great, Mrs. Finelli's great. We all wear hearing protection. But you mentioned tuning cars. And so there's a tool that you can use, class. So if you're listening to this noise, and it's a strange noise under the hood of your vehicle, it's like, where's it coming from? I think it's coming from under the valve cover. Well, maybe in the front. No, maybe in the back. No, actually, it may be the camshaft. Maybe the timing chain. Maybe the timing gear. You can't really tell where it's coming from. Well, they make a stethoscope, and the Chinese factory tool outlet sells them. And it's just like a stethoscope that you would use for medical purposes, except instead of a bell at the end, it has an attachment for a steel rod. And it's a two-section steel rod, so each section is about roughly 10, 12 inches long. They thread together to make it maybe 20 to 24 inches long. And you can touch the area that you think is making the noise and isolate the noise to a very small area, like a few square inches, and you can find where that sound is coming from. It's an automotive stethoscope, about $5 at the Chinese factory tool outlet.
With the IRS, he owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy, I've got a couple things that I wanted to cover today. Is there something that you wanted to cover?
No, go ahead, Vince. We can. My stuff is not that important. We can get it next time.
Okay. Class 55-gallon barrels. I have steel barrels that we bought several years ago. They were used for food purposes. So they have the removable lid with the band on the top, 55-gallon steel barrels. Paid $13 a piece for them. And we put them in the barn, and you actually can leave them outside if you wanted to, but they'll collect water on the lid. But the water will not go inside the barrel. They're shaped so that that won't happen. You can put 3 50-pound bags of dog food. You could put cat food in there in bags. You could put chicken scratch, cattle treats, you know, horse feed, etc. And you can put it in there, and if you keep it out of the sun, it'll stay at the same temperature roughly, and it'll last a lot longer. You can take the, you know, the sealed bags of dog food out, and they'll be as good as when you bought them in the store. It'll keep a couple of years for dog food. Chicken feed won't keep that long. Horse range cubes, cattle range cubes won't last as long. But they will keep much better than if they're just in the bag that you buy them in. So you might want to do that, and if you do that, put some blocks of wood underneath them so that they stay off the ground. Otherwise, the bottoms will rust if they're outside. And even inside, we in the barn on the concrete floor, we still have them off the floor on wood slats or on pallets. So that's a thought. And by keeping the lid on, you reduce the air exchange, and that's what oxidizes the food so that it doesn't last as long. Next thing, laser printers. Laser printers in my world are the least expensive cost per click. So if you print a page with a laser printer, it'll cost less, generally speaking, than an inkjet. Inkjets cost less, but they cost a lot more for the cartridges. So the marketing people and the accountants have gotten together and said, you know what, we can sell a laser printer for very little cost, and we'll sell the cartridges for $40 or more. And we'll hose the customer with the cost of the cartridges. So you can refill laser printer cartridges sometimes 2, 3, 4 times, and you can buy the laser refill toner powder, and you can drive the cost down to less than 1 cent per printed page. That doesn't include the paper, but includes the ink the toner ink, if you will. So look up how to refill your laser printer cartridge. And you can do that yourself. You don't have to buy them. Make sure you wear a, an N95 mask and eye protection when you do it. You might have to drill a hole in the cartridge, and you can find out on the internet, let's say YouTube, how to do it. You'll see that it's really inexpensive, compared to buying cartridges. And also, you don't know if you're going to be able to buy cartridges. So you might want to get, some spare toner to have on hand. Next thing is, with a tractor, I was doing tractor therapy, and I took a picture of this. So if we are pulling an implement on the drawbar of a tractor, typically you put the implement, you attach the implement to the drawbar, you put the draw pin through the hole in the implement and the drawbar, and you put the retaining linchpin on the bottom. That's the way it's done. Well, if you're dragging your implement through tall grass, the grass can bunch up and pull off the retaining linchpin. And you can lose, the implement becomes detached. If you have hoses connected, you may shred the hoses. So it could be an expensive proposition. So if we're doing that kind of a job where we're pulling an implement through tall grass, what we do is we put the pin upside down. We feed it from the bottom, and we put a washer and the linchpin on the top. That way the grass doesn't remove the linchpin from the implement and the drawbar, and we don't lose it. So that's another thought. And the last thought was gates. We have these farm gates. We've got a bunch of them to go from field to field. And some of the gates are on the external fence of our property. Now, it's really easy to lock the opening side of the gate. Well, someone can just lift up the hinge side and come right through the gate that way. So what we do is the hinge side has hinge pins that screw into the wooden fence posts. What we do is we put the bottom one, the bottom hinge pin, facing up. And then we put the top hinge pin facing down. That way you can't lift off the gate on the hinge side without having wrenches. Kathy, any comments?
Good idea, Vince. That's all I got to say, is that's one more layer of security. Yep.
Okay. And on the hinge side, we take about a 3-foot section of chain, and we loop it through the vertical part of the gate and around the post. And we put a lock on it. Now, it's loose enough so you can open and close the gate, but it's one more layer. So now the open side has a chain and a lock on it. The hinge side has a chain and a lock on it. So if someone wants to come in and, steal a tractor or something like that, now they've got to have bolt cutters, wrenches, and equipment in order to get the gate off to get through the gate. So it's just one more way of keeping what you've worked so hard to earn in the first place and preventing other people from stealing your equipment, things, goods, property, etc. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today. I really enjoy our broadcast together and your friendship and your husband's.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.